Hello everyone, this is Wandera Paczyński, Agora. I am accompanied by Jarek Szaliński, the CFO, Joanna Barzyńska, the head of IR. As per usual, I'll go over the highlights and then open it for your questions. I'll start with a 9-month top line. Total revenues were 873 million, up 21%. Advertising revenue for the period up 12%. Operating cost was up 7%. That increase is due to books, both marketing and promotional expense, which was up 28%, and materials up 38%. Staff cost was flat, essentially. D&A down 15%. This is both due to reduction of fixed assets depreciation and no amortization of magazine titles. Operating margins, EBIT up 100 million to 138.5. EBITDA up 60% to 208 million. EBITDA margin 24%, up 6 points. Net profit 117 million, up from 29 last year. Operating cash flow 203 million, free cash flow 175. Now, a word about third quarter results. First, I want to remind you that this is traditionally weaker quarter in advertising and copy sales due to seasonality, and that book collections further accentuate the seasonality effect, including the fact that we booked startup costs of two new book collections in September. Revenue for the period was 257 million, up 3.4%. And it's composed of, this growth is composed of 13% growth in advertising revenue, flat circulation revenues because of a significant decline in circulation revenues of magazines. I'll come back to that when I discuss magazines. And book revenues were down 50%. Again, it's an effect of base. I'll discuss that later. Operating cost in the third quarter was down 1.2% year on year. Newsprint cost was lower in zloty thanks to favorable euro-zloty exchange rate. We had lower D&A expense. Third quarter staff cost rose due to full consolidation of Talk FM radio station and new payroll expense in the new newspaper, in the new daily team. EBIT in the third quarter was 30.6 million. That compares to 19.4 million last year. EBITDA 53.6 million, margin 21%. Net profit was up 50% and amounted to 25 million. Now a word about advertising market in the third quarter. Total advertising spending in the third quarter grew 16%. TV and outdoors saw the fastest growth with rates of 17 and 31% respectively. This was due to higher than expected, or than we expected, I should say, spending for political campaigns before elections. We estimate that political committees spent about 50 million zloty on media in the third quarter. Half of it went to television. As in the second quarter, dailies continued to grow quickly. They were up 13%. National newspapers led with 17% increase in revenues, chiefly due to a surge of spending in construction, travel, retail, entertainment, and media sectors, as well as healthy performance of recruitment ads and announcements. Local dailies were up 11%. They benefited from electoral spending. Money from campaigns went to local rather than national newspapers. Warsaw newspapers recorded an increase of 7%. National magazines were up 11%. Again, local radio stations benefited from political campaigns. Their revenues were up 20%, while national stations grew revenues by only 6% in the third quarter. Clearly, the higher-than-expected level of electoral spending contributed to an overall strength of advertising in the third quarter, offsetting to some extent seasonal declines. Because of stronger-than-expected third quarter, and because the market does not anticipate anything untoward in the fourth quarter of the year, in other words, our forecast of 10 to 11% growth for the fourth quarter stands, we now estimate that the total growth in advertising spending in 2005 will be 2 to 3 percentage points higher than the initially estimated 10 to 11% growth. In the newspaper market, we just got data for 9 months. They are not yet in our report, where you have data for 8 months only. We just got September data. In September, Gazeta Wyborcza grew circulation, paid circulation by 5.8% to 462,000 copies, while Fakt declined 6% down to 492,000 copies, so the delta in September was only 30,000 copies. For this January to September period, Gazeta was up 5.4%, while Fakt was down 6.8%. I'd like to underscore that the growth of circulation of Gazeta is quite unique in the market. Total circulations of newspapers declined by 3%. Gazeta clearly has a stable and loyal readership portfolio, which reflects its strong brand. We maintained 19% readership reach, tough competition notwithstanding. Super Express and local dailies continued to lose readers. Fakt was up 1 point. Another thing worth noticing is healthy results of Metro in the newspaper market. In the third quarter of 2005, after a rollout to 19 cities, its readership was 7%. This is a growth of 4 percentage points year on year. During the same period, the next largest competitor, Metropol, reached only 3.9% of all readers. Now, I want to go quickly over our segments, and then I will summarize by lines of business, starting with our Gazeta segment, which includes Gazeta, books, Metro, and Internet. I'm giving you third quarter figures here rather than 9 months figures, which you, of course, have in the report. In the third quarter, total sales of the segment were flat year on year. Advertising revenues up 8%, copy sales up 3.5%, revenue from books declined by 46%. As I said earlier, this reflects a high base in third quarter of 2004, when we ran a very successful collection of 20th century literature, while this year in the third quarter we had the tail end of the 19th century collection, which had narrower appeal. Gazeta's total advertising sales in the third quarter were up 6.3%. Now, I need to underscore that this figure I just gave you reflects the amount booked in our accounts, and it's not comparable to data from market monitoring. The monitoring data show 11% growth of revenues, with Gazeta's share at 41% compared to 5.5% for Fakt. Broken down by market segment, the monitoring data looks as follows. National revenue up nearly 13%, share of 48%, down 2 points. Local revenue outside of Warsaw up 12%, share almost 30%, up a fraction. Warsaw revenue up 4.5%, share down 1.3 points to 66%. Share, this is another measure of how good the market is. Share of advertising pages in total page count grew to 43%. Average number of advertising pages was up more than 11%. EBITDA margin for the segment was 25%. Operating cost was up 1.1% due to higher cost of marketing and promotion and staff cost. Please remember again, we remind you at every quarter, that the cost base of this segment includes cost of overhead. Now, books. Total revenues of special publishing projects in 9 months of this year was 127 million. Operating profit for the period was 14 million. EBIT margin reached 11%, and it was diluted by startup costs of the two new collections in September 2005. As you will remember, startup costs includes the first free volume handed out in very high circulations, which is booked as promotional expense. Novelties, successful one-off projects, Arturo Mari's photo album and his memoirs on John Paul II, and a DVD movie, which we sold, Carol, A Man Who Became Pope. As I mentioned, the 19th century classics was a weaker collection than 20th century, but it was followed, and is being followed, I should say, by strong sales of new travel guide collection. Yet another series started in October. This is a series on classical music booklets with CDs. Metro is today the biggest free national daily newspaper. In September, Metro increased its circulation in Warsaw. In the third quarter, total average daily circulation was 487,000, 717,000 on Fridays. Number of readers grew to 1.1 million. It means it tripled over last year, ranking Metro as the fourth largest national daily in Poland. And I should mention that the third largest, Super Express, was only slightly ahead with 1.2 million readers. So we're right on the coattails. Warsaw market share in display advertising was 6%, national advertising market share 1%. Of course, Metro is still in the red, though revenues keep growing, reflecting the scale of operations. In the third quarter, sales increased by 1.8 million year-on-year and reached 3.1 million. Our internet portal, Gazeta.pl, continues to be EBITDA positive. Number of unique users is growing. In September, we had a record number, 5.1 million. Revenues were down 3%. Basically, last year at this time, we had Olympic service, which was brought in a lot of revenues. Gazeta, of course, continues to be core business priority. We will continue investing in circulation, promotion, and strong brand. And we're investing in product enhancement. We recently launched Yellow Pages. This is a new classified section and a new redesigned employment section. Moving on to AMS, our second largest business. Again, third quarter data. Total advertising revenue grew by 27%. The company's share improved to 29%, up 1.4 points. This growth rate is a combination of both dynamic market growth in the third quarter, including the political spending, as well as enhanced advertising offer of AMS, as we mentioned and keep mentioning, AMS keeps expanding its network. Operating costs were up 3.6% due to increased cost of sales and due to an increase in staff cost. EBITDA stood at 6 million, EBITDA margin almost 18%, over operating profit was over 2 million. Advertising offer is being further enhanced through addition of wall-mounted panels on the buildings in the centers of cities. We plan to have 240 such panels, these are large formats, by the end of next year, and this is a novelty in the Polish market. So, as you can see from these results, AMS looks set to beat its operating goal for the year. As you might remember, we promised to cross into net profit for the full year. We are already there. And, of course, we are growing, investing in organic growth of the business. Magazines, there is good news and bad news. Advertising revenues grew 29%. Market share of monthly magazines, advertising market share is 6%. That's the good news. The bad news is circulation down was down 13.4%. This reflects a general market trend of declining revenues and declining circulations, the sad effect of the first the gift and then the price war among magazine publishers. Our own revenues from circulations were down nearly 18%. Operating cost was down 20% due to decrease in staff cost, decline of production expense, including the FX impact, and decline of amortization expense by 1.4 million, that is due to accounting rules. In effect, the business reached 3.3 million operating profit and nearly 15% operating margin. So that's good news. The good news also is that Avanti continues to deliver very solidly. It has become one of the top women's magazines in the country. And the first two issues of Logo, this is a men's shopping magazine, sold in line with our expectations. This market continues to be a source of worry. The price war has toughened. Some magazines get relaunched, refurbished, others decrease cover prices, some have a variation of cover prices with multiple gifts. We ourselves try to refrain from adding gifts to our titles, but I remind you we're not trendsetters in this market, and we did decrease cover prices of two magazines to compete for circulation. Local radio stations, again, third quarter data, advertising revenue up 19%, total share of radio advertising at nearly 11%, audience share 11.4%. EBITDA negative 2.2 million. This reflects a cost of implementation of our strategy. The strategy is to manage the local station through managing them under two brand umbrellas. We had one brand, Golden Oldies, in place. We are now in the process of implementing the second leg of the strategy, Roxy FM, which plays in the soft rock format. This brand was introduced based on extensive market and formatting research. It's already in five cities. It took a long time because we needed to get permissions from the regulator and finally did. At the same time, we are in the process of implementing capital reorganization. Basically, you want all radio, all local radios to be in one entity. This is to save on transaction costs. Talk FM, our super regional station, in the third quarter had revenues of 0.6 million, net loss of PLN 1.1 million. Looking forward on radio, we now have key pieces of the reform in place. If they work, and we shall know in about 9 to 12 months, we will be on the way to sustainable profitability if the concept proves, and we'll have built a foundation for further growth of the business. Of course, if the concept doesn't prove, we'll have to come back to the drawing board. Just a summary, we have good prospects for the advertising market. Ad market growth looks likely to exceed our original forecast by 2 to 3 points for the full year. Clearly, we have Agora, as you can see, after 9 months of this year, we have strong foundations. Also, our flagship or mothership continues to deliver very strongly. We are particularly pleased with the performance of Gazeta Wyborcza vis-à-vis competition. And soon, our new national mid-market daily will hit the newsstands. This will happen in the fall of this year. I want to remind you, for the sake of being orderly, that startup costs of this project will materially depress the company's results in the fourth quarter of this year. On the day of the launch, we will call another conference for you to discuss financial and operating parameters for the project. So soon enough, you'll have some figures. And of course, then we will report results of the project on quarterly basis. And just for the sake of being orderly again, we promised you a quarter ago to estimate the potential impact of share-based payment regulation. We calculate that the potential impact of stock incentive plans to be booked in the fourth quarter will be at the level of about 7 million PLN, of course, subject to auditor's review. That's it. I am now ready to answer whatever questions you might have.